Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all my friends out there, wherever you're living. It's your good friend Dan here in Port Angeles, Washington. It is February the 10th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc, and it's just after 6:30 a.m. Comedians help people learn how to live without dying. People love to live without learning. Sometimes the burning is all they can see. Comedians love to die for the yearning of turning their pain into something to be. Yorg lords have care for the churning. 'Cause monkey-style lovers linger near the sea. Comedians help us by talking about death and make you laugh so the consequences can be observed safely for free. Comedians assist us in knowing how to live a freedom they give so the dying is for lying. Greet death. Say goodbye to Saturday night, Memphis-style sex machines. But you need to pick the right topic for the right audience, right? It's okay to mock the outsiders and know who they are and who the insiders are. If your audience is mainly the elite, mocking the insiders could get you killed or worse. Currently, in America, it's okay to make fun of the following groups. Government workers, kind of based. Lawyers, definitely based. Journalists, based without sympathy because they had choices and they made the wrong ones. Homeless people, not based. Public school teachers, kind of based. The poors, not right, but yeah, it's okay to make fun of them right now, even if you are one, actually. In fact, if you're a poor person in America in mega times, you'll mock yourself for not being more like the lives of the rich and famous, like Trump. It's okay to mock foreigners right now. Sometimes that's based if it's Danish people. It's okay to make fun of Palestinians because what are you going to do, right? You're going to have sympathy. You open up your heart to that. There's a lot of pain there. So the simple, ignorant position of making fun of people who are poor and beaten down and being murdered, well, gee, that seems like the American thing to do. Currently, it's not okay to make fun of Papa Blump Trump. You can't call him Clump Clump, and you can't tell people he's just a big old cloud of fucking smoke. It is never okay to make fun of the state of Israel. Don't ever make fun of the state of Israel. If you say dropping almost 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile in about a year is kind of like retarded, then you'll get, that's not okay. You can't say that it's not just that it's emotionally stunted on a satanic level, but that it's really fucking dumb. All of a sudden, you're really saying that a lot of the people who call themselves Hebrews there, they might just be inbreds from someplace else. You can't do that. You can't make fun of them because they are perfectly chosen. You can't make fun of them because Paula White says we can learn from the wretched things they do. So you can't make fun of the state of Israel at all. You can't make fun of climate change, but you also can't make fun of the climate change deniers. A lot like the Epstein was murdered or Epstein committed suicide, if you take the third position, that's going to get you in a lot of trouble. So don't make fun of anything about that at all. You can't make fun of outer space. But let's be honest, outer space makes fun of itself. It gets dumber every fucking year since I was 1 year old. Right about the time men went to the moon and meant the moon goddess, they made moon love. far, far up on the moon, they found the ancient rune. They made their way to get in on that hay in space-time grace. And she was wearing lace, right? You can't make fun of space because space makes fun of itself. You can't make fun of Elon Musk. He has a dumb name. He could sell a perfume called Elon Musk. Think about it. But you can't make fun of him, even though he is a giant kind of just penis head. You can't make fun of Bitcoin or the crypto people because it's going to save the world. Trump's going to turn on all the data centers. We're going to have some sort of Stargate. On the other side will be Kurt Russell wearing a golden outfit and cheering us on as we win the big football game. You can't make fun of Bitcoin. Don't make fun of Zionists. Most people don't even know what the word means. If you ask somebody who was Theodore Herzl, they'll might Herzl you in the face. But don't make fun of Zionists. No matter how you feel, it fits in the same category as don't talk about the state of Israel. Don't make fun of BMW Christians or Maserati lowercase Jesus. Don't make fun of the health and prosperity. It turns out this world is everything type Christians. They ignore Christ in the desert. They ignore the offers of Satan to Christ. What Satan offers Christ in the desert is everything Paula White is selling you. But you're not supposed to make fun of her or maybe point out that in the, you know, the book, there's more than one book of John, but in the context of John, she's one of those lowercase antichrists. Not the literal revelations antichrist, but rather somebody who says they represent Jesus, but probably doesn't. And if you think there's a log in my eye, certainly there is, sir. But she is the one who tells poor people they're poor because, you know, they're bad people. Because if they were good people, they'd have a BMW and a 500K IRA. Right, Paula? You can't make fun of BMW Christians. Paula saved Trump's soul. Papa Blump Clump's going to BMW heaven. Also called hell. Dan, you can't... I know, I can't say it. I'm just... I'm in a sinful state. You shouldn't attack people or judge them. That's the job of Christ. But she throws, you know, she's a chimpanzee that throws poop at other people. And she has a lot of power. And so I think it's okay to throw a little bit of poop at her. Crazy chimpanzee lady. You can't make fun of people that thought the COVID was real because they don't know how to do math. They don't understand that the flu doesn't magically disappear. They don't know what preventable hospital-acquired infection is or how horrific it was before the COVID, before the monkey herpes. Between 200 and 300,000 Americans died in hospitals every fucking year because they can't keep them clean. Because they're poorly designed, and because, frankly, they don't give a fuck about you. You being sick is how they make money. But you cannot make fun of people who believe the COVID was real and not actually strategic military psychological warfare. Same thing applies to BLM Antifa. You can't explain to them it's just Operation Chaos, a la FBI from the 1960s. No, you have to believe what Andy No Clue believes, or Ian Miles wrong. It's not okay to make fun of people not willing to ask questions about World Trade Center 7. It's not okay to mock people who don't want to know about World Trade Center 7. If you know, you know, and this is no time and place to worry because it's in the rearview mirror, right? But it's not okay to bring up World Trade Center 7, especially on 9/11, and it's not okay to make fun of people who don't know shit about it. And if they don't understand the history of steel frame buildings or what actually happens when they catch fire, it's not okay to make fun of them on that point either. And although this is based, I think it is based, it is not fun to make fun of mentally disabled people. Now, it is based. You shouldn't do it. But the main reason why right now it's not okay is because, you know, of Trump's base. So you can't make fun of mentally disabled people. Dan Biden, I know. This applies to his base as well. In fact, maybe it just applies to all people who think that the votes get counted or that the vote means anything. Can't make fun of those people, the voters. Here's an article from the FloridaSportsman.com, okay? And I call this a kind of like Boy's Life Reader's Digest style article. Headline, an outdoor happening, : no problems with big gators until I retired. Kayak angler, a former FWC officer, has encountered with a 12-foot alligator giant. This article was published on January the 13th, 2025, Boblimp Doc, and it was published by Steve Wayne. I never feared alligators. I've always had a healthy respect for them anytime when I was fishing, boating, or hunting. With 30 years of experience as an FWC officer, I've probably handled several hundred alligators during my career. Everything from catching small nuisance gators, seizing live gators as evidence in some criminal cases, and assisting FWC nuisance alligator trappers with catching large, super-sized, aggressive alligators that were too large to handle by one person. I've never had a problem with alligators until I retired. It was a warm spring morning. As I drove to the secluded boat ramp in Central Florida, I previously discovered this out-of-the-way public pond that had a small fishing pier, a gravel boat ramp, and picnic tables, you know, for visitors to enjoy. I was all set for exploring the new lake, armed with my favorite bait-casting combos. The dark, tannic waters I prepared to explore looked like something out of a Tarzan movie. Standing atop my kayak, I caught a large tilapia. I was about to lift the fish out of the water when out of nowhere, the dark waters exploded. A giant 12-foot alligator came up out of the water with jaws wide open. In a flash, the alligator's jaws came down on the top and the side of my kayak. I never saw it coming. It happened so fast, and without warning, the entire kayak rocked as the jaws of the gator bit into it. Fortunately, the stable watercraft did not flip. I did not fall into the murky water. I did not die in that swamp pond. I fell back into my seat and began pedaling as fast as I could to get away from the attacking gator. There was one problem, though. I still had a fish hooked on the end of my line, and it was tangled around the rod tip. You know what I mean. I couldn't get away fast enough. With that old fish in tow, as I quickly pedaled, I fumbled for my braided line scissors. I was still almost in shock, but had to free myself from the gator attracting fish on the end of the line. The line snapped, freeing me from the attacking gator. Once back at the ramp, an awaiting FWC officer was responding to the lake about complaints from the public about some crazy old retired person on mushrooms. I'm kidding. Apparently, it was well known that the public was routinely feeding the gators. Oh boy, you don't do that in Florida. These gators lose their natural fear of humans and instead associate people with being fed, and then they become aggressive when they don't get any bacon. A licensed FWC nuisance alligator trapper had unsuccessfully tried to capture the gator the day before because of the level of aggression the gator had displayed. When I pulled my kayak out, several scratches and two puncture holes from the gator's teeth were on the port side. I'm glad to be alive, and I gained a healthy respect for gators. Those crazy fucking gators in Florida. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? So I'm not gonna read the story, but there is a story and a link to it about, and again, this is filed under Denmark must be destroyed. Denmark is terrible. You shouldn't hate anybody, but it's okay to hate Danish people. Just so you know this, you can't and shouldn't hate pretty much everyone except for. Because when Satan visited them, you know, so many eons ago and said, you can have an HOA, they said okay. By the way, before we leave the Paula White topic, if you don't know what the Beatitudes are or what living the kingdom life is, if you don't understand that the Lord did not say, blessed are the meek, ironically, then I would look into that. Because it's not just that what she's selling is wrong. What she's selling is fundamentally against the message of Christ. So if this is the person advising Trump spiritually and, you know, making sure those 2,000-pound bombs keep on pounding there in Gaza, then be careful who you think, you know, this person is. They're not representing Christ. I'm sorry. But yeah, there's some terrible news out of Denmark, which is every day, forever. Throughout all of history, pretty much you can expect some kind of terrible news out of Denmark. It turns out that dead Danish people are rising. Danish people are rising from the dead and murdering Norwegians. And nobody really knows why. Something horrible happened thousands of years ago. Some wise Norwegian pushed these crooked people out of Norway, put them onto an iceberg, and pushed it away. And the iceberg landed where Copenhagen is today. And now dead Danish people are rising from the dead and murdering Norwegians. And it ain't right, and it ain't good, and it ain't gonna stop until the world stands up to Denmark. Fucking place. If you want to go someplace, no matter how bad you feel, and maybe feel slightly better, go to Denmark. If you think you're the worst person in the world, just get on a plane and go to Copenhagen. Spend a day there. It's therapy. Okay? You'll know you're not so bad. You're really not so bad. In fact, maybe even, you know, a canal gator or a pond gator in Florida is somebody you should trust more, really, right? Especially if you got yourself some chicken and you can feed the gator. But you're not supposed to feed gators. Gator's gonna eat, though. They say there is one plastic spoon's worth of microplastics in all of our brains. And it's driving us insane, and this is causing some of us to do cocaine. They say an entire plastic spoon is sitting inside of your brain. It's worse than cocaine. It's driving you insane. They say there's a whole plastic spoon lodged in your frontal lobe. It's for everybody on the whole fucking globe. They say there's a plastic spoon that marks the death of man, that lives in Japan, that speaks in tongues. A whole plastic spoon. They say there's an entire plastic spoon's worth of microplastics lodged in your cerebrum, in your cerebral vascular fluids, in your spinal fluids, in your fleshy munctus, in your heart, in your liver, in your feet. But do not be defeated by the microplastics. They may be repurposed within a generation. Human beings and their immune systems will repurpose microplastics and direct them to the outside. So we start building a shell, an exoskeleton. We start breathing the poison air. And now we're ready to take on the world and be the kind of people we were always supposed to be. Because they tell us there's at least one plastic spoon's worth of shit inside of our heads. And we ain't dead yet. So if that's not a superpower, I don't know what is. You ever meet somebody that can have a plastic spoon driven into their skull and still survive? And that's what it's like, baby. So before you feel defeated on this Monday, February the 10th, 2025, Bo Blimp Talk, remember there's a whole plastic spoon sitting inside of your soul. You can go smoke a bowl. You can live like a troll. But there ain't no running away from this. And everything is funny till it's not.